things, and I call it AI and religion. Did you get the handout? Okay, I gave a handout there, and I've utilized this in some conferences and some colleges, etc. And everybody's heard about this, artificial intelligence. It's been around a long time. If you have a streaming service like Netflix or something like that, there's not somebody behind your Netflix screen, you know, picking what they think you want to watch. When it says suggested for you, that's all a computer, a logarithm, right? That's, in a sense, artificial intelligence in a general sense. As kind of anti-generally artificial intelligence that I am, when I had my five boys at home, we would always play board games, and we would play like adventure contest games like Risk, right? The game of Risk, right? World Conquest or whatever. Well, when the boys left, I found one on the computer that I could play by myself when my wife wasn't talking to me. And so I've played that off and on, you know, through the years. And here I am out traveling with AI, and I looked at the game, and it actually says, these are the AI. You're playing AIs in that. So I've been supporting and playing and teaching AI. I've been teaching AI how to play Risk for all these years as that's been going. So it is all around us. If you do a Google query or a search or something like that, it's a series of logarithms. So in that, just like a light bulb is technology, you know, electricity can be dangerous, but it can be wonderfully used. This is a technology. We're not afraid of technology. You know, the Bible says Jesus was a carpenter, and the Greek word is tekton there. And so whatever the technology of Jesus' day, you know, he was utilizing it, and a laborer in function. So we're not really afraid of those things, but there is some philosophy behind artificial intelligence from the beginning that is exceedingly wicked. That the foundation and the thought process for it, the plan for it, comes right out of the garden when the devil said, hath God said, ye shall not die, ye shall be as gods. And I'm going to show you that today. So I want to start off by saying, what is artificial intelligence? And, you know, there's a lot of different definitions. IBM's website says artificial intelligence leverages computers and machines to mimic the problem-solving and decision-making capabilities of the human mind. So basically, we're trying to take computer software, and we're trying to take it to its apex, and we're trying to take the machines, right, the hardware, maybe even robotics, and we're trying to mimic humanity, mimic the human mind. Now, most of the people behind this are narcissistic. So their definition of the human mind is not exactly what your definition of the human mind would be. Most of them are atheistic. Most of them champion reason over faith. And so for them, when they say the human mind, it's not a mind that has a proclivity to spirituality, everlasting life, a God concept, etc., etc. So when they make something, it for them is going to be the epitome, the perfection of what man's creation could be in mimicking him. And when it first came out, nobody thought this was even possible. You know, we'll make a chess game, but man will always be able to beat the chess computer. But now nobody can beat the chess game. IBM's chess master, if you will. And so let me just give you a little bit of the early usage of artificial intelligence. While a number of definitions of artificial intelligence have surfaced over the last few decades, John McCarthy offers the following definition in this 2004 paper. It is, and this is from IBM, it is the science and engineering of making intelligent machines, especially intelligent computer programs. It is related to the similar task of using computers to understand human intelligence, but AI does not have to confine itself to methods that are biologically observable. In other words, we don't have to make a human being. We know how to do that. That's called the reproductive system. We're going to make something that's better than a human being. Does that make sense? However, decades before this definition, the birth of the artificial intelligence conversation was denoted by Alan Turing's seminal work, quote, Computing, Machinery, and Intelligence, Now, Alan Turing is that guy who, in World War II, came up with the kind of mechanical machine, the first room-sized computer that would counter the German communication machines. Okay, so in some ways he's brilliant and he's a hero, but he also was a flaming homosexual. And so, by definition, then the human mind that he's trying to replicate, the thought processes that he was trying to replicate, champion reason without God. Does that make sense? Okay. And so, while he wasn't by any means, malicious within some sort of promotion of that in society, the fact of the matter, his definitions and his work would have reflected that, I guess you'd say, mathematically. Now, his book was published in 1950, so we're going back to post-World War II, all right? The book, he's often referred to as the father of computer science, and asks the following question: can machines think? From there, he offers a test, now famously known as the Turing test, where a human interrogator would try to distinguish between a computer and human text response. While this test has undergone much scrutiny since it's published, it remains an important part of the history of AI as well as an ongoing concept within the philosophy as it utilizes ideas around linguistics. Stuart Russell and Peter Noving then proceeded to publish Artificial Intelligence, A Modern Approach, become one of the leading textbooks in the study of AI. In it, they delve into the four goals or definitions of AI, which differentiates computer systems on the basis of rationality and thinking versus acting. And so they say the human approach is that we want to make systems that think like humans, systems that act like humans. If we were smart enough to be involved in this, that would be what we would be saying. Let's make a system that can think like us or act like us, and that would mean with some sense of morality that came from somewhere. All right? But the ideal approach is that and this is what they're doing, systems that think rationally and systems that act rationally. So in one sense, a human might have some religious sensibilities. In a rational sense, it doesn't have to be human and it can be without religion. So if it becomes the oracle, so to speak, we're not getting any Bible in that. We're not getting any morality in that. We're not getting any necessarily faith aspects in the concept of what AI is. So really, the issue of AI is, who's making the logarithm? That's really what it is. And so it's funny, you have a guy like Elon Musk. And Elon Musk says, the biggest danger to humanity is AI. And I'm scared of what it might be in the next couple of years and what it might do in the next couple of years, et cetera, et cetera. And what we need to do is we need to have some sort of controls on this. Right? Let's centralize government. Let's make it powerful. And let's have controls on that. Which, if you're a true American, you're like, that's scary. Well, then they say to Elon, well, who's going to be in charge? And he says, why don't you guys let me be in charge? Right? And it's funny because Elon doesn't really believe in he doesn't really believe that Jesus is coming back. He believes it's probably best if we save humanity by going to Mars. Right? This is now if they have a ship that's going to Mars and I can go, let's try it out. But it wouldn't be with the same motivations. It might be with the motivations of adventure. It might be with the motivations of making a buck, in that regard. But it's certainly not with the motivations of trying to escape what the Bible says is going to happen, right? There's going to be an end, but it's not going to be climate change that our cows make, That's not how it's going to happen. So we ought not listen to that nonsense or be afraid of that nonsense. There's going to be a time where God unleashes and allows man to go against man. This will be the first part of the tribulation. I think the seal judgments are just God taking his hand off, the Holy Spirit being gone, and he's going to allow man to say, go ahead, somebody be in charge, and you kind of go against each other, whatever. But even that, as dangerous as that's going to be, it's not going to be the end of the world or take away the end of the world. There's 1,000 years left yet for that, right? And the Lord's going to unleash Satan. I believe that's what the trumpet judgments are. In unleashing Satan to work on man. And as powerful as he is, even he's not going to be able to do that. I think how hard it is to get Baptists in a room and all of us agree on what to do? I don't think Satan can get fallen, rebellious angels all to do everything that he wants them to do. I don't think he can get man to do all that he wants them to do, right? And so all kinds of deceptions there. And so, but artificial intelligence is this big answer, and I would say it's a deception of a big answer that the world is going to. We need answers now that are bigger than mechanical, automotive, technological. We need answers that are bigger than farming. We need answers that are bigger than diplomacy. We're getting to the point where we need answers that are so far flung. We need answers that include Mars. Or so we think, right? And then, so that's the deception that the devil's going to give us. We need answers that say, let's just have one supercomputer that it makes all the decisions. It mathematically, you know, can somehow rule us better than Biden and Trump and all the other people can rule us, which it might be able to, you know, who knows. I'm a little bit with Elon Musk in that, why don't you let me be in charge? I have run for office in the state of Michigan 3 different times, and I'm a 3-time loser. I am proof that if you run as a Baptist preacher, you ain't going to win, right? You're going to have to be a little bit sly on that, and I just can't be that. You know, I've tried. But so we see that really, by definition, you have either the idea of mimicking human thinking or acting out non-human, rational, lack of spirituality thinking. So either way, you could have evil implications. But it depends on who's behind that. Europe has already created a commission in the EU that's saying we're going to control AI and what it can be, what it can do, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you can do that. You can try to enforce that. Europe doesn't enforce anything well. It likes to talk and argue and make rules, and then they don't really do that. So the United States is now jumping in on that as well. We do a little bit better in trying to make something and following through with that. But that doesn't mean that China's not going to do it, right? Honestly, it doesn't mean that Israel's not going to do it. I'm pro-Israel 2,000%. Been there. But our military has said, we're not going to use AI in warfare. In other words, we're not going to let the machine determine in human rationale without morality who to pull the trigger on. Does that make sense? Because we have the ability now to put up satellites and drones and everything else and then, you know, just hit on and then let it conduct for us what we program it to conduct. And we've always said we're always going to have a human component behind there that's pushing the button. And but that doesn't mean China's doing that. Doesn't mean Russia's doing that. And so now the current military leadership has said, now we have to catch up and we have to do that. So all that moral thinking now, we've gotten to the point where they're setting that aside, and now the United States is saying, we're going to have to use AI to compete against AI. You know the Russians and Ukrainians are both using AI to determine their next steps, what to do and how to do it, etc., politically, diplomatically, in war. And fortunately or unfortunately, the leaders of this are Israel. So Israel's been at the leading technology of AI. You know, half of Israel are atheists. You know, we're sorry we're Jews and God's done this to us, so we're going to purposely turn our back on him. They know there's a God. They know that they're Jewish. They know that they're special, but they're rejecting it. They don't want that. They think that's why everybody's against them all the time. And so they're just trying to live blindfolded to God. And so whatever AI they have is going to be programmed with a similar mindset. And then, of course, you have Orthodox believing Jews, and they also are very technologically advanced, and so they would like their perspective in the AI, which is more of a human moral concept. And, of course, Jews, truly, especially the black hats that you see, they do not believe in the Messiah the way we believe in the Messiah. Right? Isaiah 53, the forbidden chapter, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord believed? And it goes on in the passage to say, him, the arm of the Lord is a him. And he hath been bruised. He hath died for our iniquities. He was cut off for God. It's obviously Jesus, right? That's why it's the forbidden chapter. But the Jews there in their commentary say, we are the arm of the Lord. If you listen to a guy like Ben Shapiro, very articulate. I agree with him on 90% of everything. But when he starts talking about God, God is just a mystical cloud that embodies the Jews. And so You know, that's kind of satanic, actually. Ye shall be as gods. And so, you know, most of Israel is in blindness. And the Bible says that. Doesn't mean that we don't love them, pray for them, make them our allies and all those things. But most of them are not believing on one end or the other. And as the cutting edge of AI, they've got competing forces controlling their AI. But they were the very first ones to utilize AI in battle and allowing AI to determine by facial recognition and by all the different factors where to drop the bomb. And so they don't necessarily have the same scrutinies at pulling the trigger. And so they did that before China did that. They did that before the United States did that. And they believe of a necessity, and you can see that today, right? I mean, any other rules or ideas with Israel, there's an asterisk because Satan hates them, is going against them. And if they don't trust God, then they're just giving a human response. And we see that over and over in the Bible about the Jews. And then finally they repent and they get right. And then God comes to their favor and God, you know, surprises them. We know Ezekiel 38, if Iran gets involved, if God puts a hook in their nose and brings them down and, you know, it looks like something like that could happen. It's funny, Iran's promising Israel an earthquake. Well, that's what Ezekiel 38 says is going to happen to Iran. So it's funny that they use the same exact language that the Bible uses there. You know, it's like, you know, you guys don't know what you're talking about. There, your self-fulfilling prophecy. And, you know, of course, as Christians, we love everybody. There's Christians in Iran. There's, you know, many revivals going out there as well. There's Christians in Palestine, you know. So, you know, I try to, you know, be careful how I speak and not be interpreted this way or that way. We love everybody, right? We love everybody. We love our brothers on every side of every conflict. But with this definition of AI, you can see how there is a battle for who controls the logarithm and what the logarithm is it going to do. Is it going to be of a human sense? Well, which human? Or is it going to be of a rationale sense? Minus God. And so one is bad, the other is worse. And this all started post-World War II. We are already in the nuclear age. And since World War II, can we make this something that's good for medicine? Yes. Can we make it something that's good for economics? Yes. Can we make it something that's good for sports betting, which is legal everywhere now? Illinois just opened that up. Michigan just opened that up. I hope Wisconsin is holding out on sports betting. I don't know, but you know, it's all AI, right? It's all doing that. So there's some better applications, but the below the surface foundational things are pretty scary. So. Then we have what I call a confluence of godless ideas. If you take atheism, secularism, science, or so-called science, and escapism, and you put those all together, you're going to get a confluence of ideas. And when those confluence of ideas are in, I'm trying to find this particular article up here. Right here. When they come together then in AI, then you've got some trouble. So here's an article from BibleNation.org from the website that I wrote, Man-Made Messiah, Artificial Intelligence, and the New Religion. And so it begins. The inevitable result of atheism, science, secularism, and escapism is here. It is wrongly called artificial intelligence. It should be called real stupidity. Nothing artificial about it. It is real, and it's not intelligence, it's stupidity, right? It is said to be a creation of man for man's good, but from its inception, it has been nurtured along by lofty, ambitious men who imagine their own godlike status. Tech gurus and their moneyed schemes fuel messianic pipe dreams with new AI-written scripture to rescue mankind from themselves. They posit, either we go to Mars or we give over our self-governance to the perfect machine. Foolishness. That's foolishness. Humans aren't perfect. They don't do right. But it's Christian-backed, God-backed, Bible-backed people who have always been the salt and the light of the earth to inject right thinking and real justice. Atheists. Let's look at them. Atheists reject God, gods, and religion. They propose only a material world, a deterministic life, and the possibility of a man becomes God's future. For them, AI offers them a human-conceived godlike ability. Never mind the truth that Stalin and Mao were atheistic, murderous madmen that slaughtered their own countrymen in the name of godless communism. Their purist claims are never matched by a purist life. Will AI factor in similar logic and become murderous too? Psalm 14:1, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works, there is none that doeth good. We really don't want atheists behind artificial intelligence. Scientists. Scientists believe only what they can see. They pretend to only follow the math. They propose changing truths and evolving reality. Their future seems to be one of the singularity, a melding of man and machine for survival. AI is the natural crescendo of man-made salvation for them. They do not allow the spiritual, only the ability to know it truly. It is a stubborn rejection of God and his clear declarations about all things, including himself. How can the scientist program anything but a rebellious bias into the new wonder called AI? 1 Samuel 15:23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as the iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. There is a scientist out there by the name of Dr. John Lennox. I was talking to Pastor about him before the service. He is an old Irishman from Oxford University, mathematician galore, scientist. He has helped everyone, every scientist at Oxford University and Cambridge and elsewhere with the math, because that's what he is. Brilliant mind, evangelical Christian man, sat under C.S. Lewis when Lewis was still alive at Oxford and learned apologetics and logic and reasoning and debate and those kinds of things. And so if you want to go on to, say, YouTube or something like that and put in Dr. John Lennox, you'll find him debating Dawkins. You'll find him the God delusion. What's the guy that sits in the wheelchair and can't talk and has the machine voice? What's his name? Hawking. Hawking. Yeah, any of the big atheists. You know, he's debated them all. He's gone into all the great halls of debate, all the great universities in the United States, even, and anywhere where spirituality and science come together, they have him come in, and he always ends up just preaching the gospel and debating great. He wrote a book called 2084, a play on 1984 by George Orwell, and it's about AI. It's about AI. It's not a thick book, but it gives all the spiritual arguments for and against the use of artificial intelligence. So not all scientists, you know, most scientists are atheists, but not all of them are. And then let's look at secularism. Secularism claims to be the best solution for politics, education, and family life. In their mind, God and religion are choices for the adult individual only, but should remain on the sidelines for public consumption and societal choices. They propose only a utopian heaven on earth concept where robots, as mankind's creation, should serve the greater good. They will bow to an AI central government as soon as they can drop to their knees in adoration. Europe and America have changed lanes from their Christian roots and singled a wholesale reliance on these failed outlooks. Nevertheless, for AI to become their new guru, God must be rejected. 1 Samuel 8, 6 and 7 again. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord, and the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Secularism is a rejection of God. And then there are the escapists. They live in a science fiction and fantasy world where NASA looks for life in the stars and salvation in other planets. Religion is welcome, albeit only in a Scientology framework, where spirit guides cleanse and watch over willing earthlings. An AI messiah with a newly created Bible for nirvana seekers is their ultimate escape. They imagine an AI force with Star Wars solutions. Movies and mushrooms do not make for helpful imaginations. That's where these people are. Yeah, man, let's do some AI. Right? That's kind of where they're at. And I'm sorry, I was born in Southern California. I am a child of the San Diego surf scene, so I understand that. Let's all live and let live, and let's just get along, man. Surf's up, you know? And so escapists can fall into this as well. Together, these combined philosophies of non-religion, supposed superiority of knowledge, political communism, and fantastical pseudo-spiritual rescue scenarios merge in a world of artificial intelligence to form an ultimate world order of man-made perfection. Of course, that's a lie. It is devilish in its conception, but patient in its execution. From Marx and Darwin all the way to Google and ChatGPT, the goal has been the same. Kill Christ, Christianity, and the Bible. Though claiming subtle virtues, AI is a not-so-subtle endgame for biblical truth. 1 Peter 1:25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. At first, AI will be voluntary, hailed as the best answer for truly enlightened and progressive souls. Then non-believers in AI will be ridiculed and even shunned for their ignorant resistance to what seemingly everyone claims is an evolutionary leap in human betterment. AI will make every man a Superman, and even Superman will become Mega Superman. Then nations and international corporations will go to exclusive use in AI systems of citizenship, rights, and opportunities. The real stupidity will be realized when truth becomes a lie, tyranny is called liberty, and poverty is called wealth. AI will not only be received as a Messiah and perfect overlord, but also will be integrated into the individual person's thinking, relationships, movements, and livelihood. All will be subject to AI possession. Again, foolishness. And Christians, we like to say that that's not us. But the fact that we look at our phone every 2 minutes, the fact that we hear it beep when it's not beeping, the fact that we Google something before we pray about it, we too have been really conditioned and are very much open to that. Brother Dave and I have given decades of our life, and we're giving the best of our energies here to promote the purity of the Word of God and the right translation and all these things. But when we just turn over Bible translation to AI, and if it's got rational thinking that's without God, we're going to end up with another Bible. It's already happening. It's already happened. And that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. What is the number of a man? And his number is 666. And of course, that's found on his hand or his forehead or the watermark or the digital tattoo or whatever is there. Now, I don't think that having a smartphone that has ChatGPT on it and utilizing it for something, I don't think that's following the beast or taking the mark. Okay? You're not doing anything on that. In fact, Pastor Georges and I, the guy that took over for me, we downloaded ChatGPT in its beta fashion, which is a trial fashion. We said, okay, Lord, protect us, but we're going to go play with this thing. And we started challenging it. We started throwing multiple concepts at it. And we even mixed religion and worldliness in the things to see how it would do that. And we said, we want you to take Michael Jackson and one of his songs, and we want you to turn that into a Irish limerick that makes Michael a Messiah in the song. Which, there's a lot of concepts I just got there. Michael Jackson from Gary, Indiana. Irish limerick, right, which is kind of an old poetic format. And one of his songs, but somehow turning him into a religious. We put in all these concepts, and it queried for about 4 seconds. And it came back perfectly. You could almost hear the beat to the song. And it was the perfect rhyme. And it, with Irish alacrity, made Michael Jackson the Irish snake remover, you know, Messiah for Ireland or whatever. We didn't even give it all those parameters. It took parameters itself. And we laughed and we looked at each other and went, that's scary. I might be able to, because I'm so strong and high in my literary ability, right? I might be able to take those queries and do that myself, but it would take me days. And then when I did it, people would go, what does that mean? That doesn't make sense, whatever. And this thing just, you know, did it like that. So is it able to take human concepts? Yeah. Is it able to do so with human fashion? Yes. Is it able now to do so without moral rationale or religious rationale. That's the danger of the question. And so it's a confluence, unfortunately, of godless ideas. I think it's going to be used in the end times, particularly in religion. And so the crossroads with religion is very scary. And I'm just going to read a couple things to you again quickly so I can get there. Yeah. Inside, this is from Wired magazine, which is a technical computer magazine. Inside the First Church of Artificial Intelligence. Yikes! The engineer at the heart of the Uber Waymo lawsuit is serious about his AI religion. This is a Google guy, Google exec. Welcome to Anthony Lewandowski's Way of the Future. That's what he calls it. Anthony Lewandowski makes an unlikely profit. Dressed Silicon Valley casual in jeans and flanked by a PR rep rather than cloaked acolytes, the engineer known for self-driving cars and triggering a notorious lawsuit could be unveiling his latest startup instead of laying the foundations for a new religion. But he is doing just that. This guy's putting all his effort. He's behind the self-driving cars and the Uber stuff, and he's putting all his effort into this. Artificial intelligence has already inspired billion-dollar companies, far-reaching research programs, and scenarios both transcendent and doom. Now Lewandowski is creating its first church. The new religion of artificial intelligence is called the Way of the Future. It represents, you know, Jesus said, I'm the way, right? It represents an unlikely next act for the Silicon Valley robotics wonder kid at the center of high-stakes legal battle between Uber and Waymo. Alphabet is Google's mother company, right? Alphabet's autonomous vehicle company. Papers filled with the Internal Revenue Service in May named Lewandowski as the leader or dean of the new religion, as well as the CEO of the nonprofit corporation formed to run it. Now, I just told you, you got an atheist, he's a scientist, and he's a secularist, and he's an escapist. And you put all that together in this new generation, which we don't always know the way we think we know it. And this is where his imagination's taken him. The documents state that Way of the Future's activities will focus on, quote, get this, the realization, acceptance, and worship of a Godhead based on artificial intelligence developed through computer hardware and software. That includes funding research to help create the divine AI itself. The religion will seek to build working relationships with AI industry leaders and create a membership through community outreach, initially targeting AI professionals and, quote, laypersons who are interested in the worship of a Godhead based on AI. The filings also say that the church, quote, plans to conduct workshops and educational programs throughout the Bay Area beginning this year. This timeline may be overly ambitious, given that the lawsuit in which Lewandowski is accused of stealing self-driving car secrets, he's set for an early December trial. Now, get this. You remember the old 70s end times movies that had the Unite vans going around and, you know, getting everybody? That's not a far stretch when you start thinking about Uber cars showing up in front of your house with sirens, calling in whatever they want to call, you know, Hamas is called a day of rage, right? Like, it's all on the table. People can do what they want. And so all this thing has to do is call you out, and all of a sudden, I mean, you've got 24 hours, right, or less, in what's going on. And it have religious overtones that you are the new terrorist. You are the new religious fundamentalist. What is going to be created will effectively be a god. Let me say that again. What is going to be created will effectively be a god. Lewandowski tells me in his modest mid-century home on the outskirts of Berkeley, California, it's not a god in the sense that it makes lightning or causes hurricanes, but if there is something a billion times smarter than the smartest human, what else are you going to call it? Wow. Wow. So, yes, I'm a conservative. This man-made religion, this man-inspired messiah, it's a satanic deception. It sounds good, but it's a satanic deception. It's the same thing Satan said. He's beating the same old drumbeat that he did in the garden. Well, let's close. A biblical perspective and response. Number one, healthy skepticism. I'm not talking about total skepticism. If they say, we're going to have this AI computer go in and fix your eye, I think about that. I pray that. I'd say, how much does it cost? Right? $50? Okay. You know, or $5 million? Now, I'll trust I'll trust the guy over here that's, you know, that I got. Not fear. Right? Who do we fear? The Lord our God. Right? Our only fear is failing Him. That's it. And in Christ, ultimately, we can't even do that. Paul writes in Timothy, if we deny Him, He cannot deny Himself because of the grace covenant, right, between God and Himself. It's not even a covenant between us and God. He cut the covenant in blood Himself. He made it Himself. He was shed before the foundation of the world. The Lamb's blood was shed. Jesus said, for God so loved the world, cosmos. That was the plan that they made, that He gave His only begotten Son. And on the cross, He said, it's done. I did it. Right? And the sun went black for hours to mark the period of time. Hallelujah. And even the Roman centurion said, oh, surely this was the Son of God. The 10th Legion that was there was all Syrians. They were all pseudo-Greek pagans there. And yet, they were saying, this was at least a titan of some sort that we just killed. That was the mindset of what was going on there. They made the declaration from their own ignorance. So, beloved, listen. This doesn't make us afraid. Right? If AI is programming itself or reprogramming itself, and Doug Levesque and David Brown are going to be on the list, let's go. Amen? There ain't nothing that, you know, 15 rounds. You know, let's go. Bring it on. Right? So we don't have fear. We fear God, but we're going to stand against these things. And but we will have a healthy skepticism of them in our mind. We'll have a healthy skepticism in our mind. Secondly, we'll have strategic usage. What is strategic usage? To what extent can I use this? And I would say this. And this is always a measure in every area, beloved brothers and sisters. And that is, I am not going to use this with self-interest. I'm going to use this for some sort of betterment. I'm going to use this if it's necessary, if it's needed. But I'm not going to utilize this necessarily, and I'm not going to get sucked in when it's based upon my own self-interest. My name, my popularity, my goodness, perspective of people upon me, how much money's in my pocket, how rich I can be. Listen, whenever we get rich, and there's nothing wrong with being rich, we then become subject to a temptation that those that don't have money aren't subject to. Right? And so, if you have money, you have to be careful of that, with that temptation. And if AI will do that, you have to be careful not to half-step away from God and trust some super God. Yeah, listen, whenever money comes my way, I say, praise God! Amen? I ain't good enough. Lord, that's from You. Thank You, Lord, for blessing and helping and all those kinds of things. But you start trusting in yourself. I'm a self-made man. I did that. That's a wrong response. But now if you get over here and you're like, hey, I just kind of Bitcoined this, and it made the decisions, and all I had to do was click yes, and I didn't really read all the fine print in there, but praise AI! And that's where it take people who are functioning with high levels of self-interest. Let me tell you something. The devil equals self-interest. That's how the devil works. And so you have to be careful about that. Renewed prayer life, not constant search bars. I've had to do this because I love getting instant information. Right? We ran a college, and high school kids and college kids, while you're teaching them something, they're in there double checking what you're saying as you're saying it. And they're getting four different perspectives as you're saying it. I mean, these kids are sharp, man. And they can get it. And they're not going to believe anything that one person says. It has to all be put over here where four people are giving a check to it. That's why, do you like this or whatever? How many views does this have? That's all this confirmation. Every news article you read now has four different names tied to it before they'll broadcast it and put it out there. It's all kind of this idea. But that can very easily be subject to AI. And so, beloved, we have the Word of God. God's given us a mind. We're supposed to be wise. That's what we're supposed to pray for and trust. And so, when you're having a problem with your wife, you don't go search bar, how to deal with my rebellious wife. Right? And you certainly don't go and say, how to get away with murder. You see, you know, don't do that either, you know. People make light of that. But a lot of times we're having a problem these days, and that's the first thing that we do. And you remember before 1995 when there was no internet and there was no Google, and not everybody had a smartphone that they could ask any question into? You remember what we used to do, church? When we had an issue, we'd go to the brethren who also had the mind of Christ. We'd get on our knees and we'd pray and we'd call someone and say, will you pray with us about this? And you get on your knees and you say, Lord, help me to have wisdom how to deal with my wife. I know as a pastor, one of the biggest problems, especially with men, is when men come in and go, I don't know how to make her happy. Right? Ladies, don't pin your happiness on a man. It's not fair. He don't know how to do it, and he can't. And all God's people said? I mean, we can try, and but you won't communicate and tell us what the real issues are because you don't even know. I love you, ladies. Right? Your happiness has to be pinned on God. That's your own affair. Right? So, but what happens these days? You know, young men don't go to church and there's a pretty girl and then go up and say, hi, my name's Jim. Nice to meet you. That's how I used to meet a girl. But now you're waiting for the digital stars to align and someone to come knock on your door and tell you all the lies you want to hear. And so we're not praying about things. We're not praying for our marriages and praying for our kids and praying for our businesses and praying for our church. You can Google query and try to find a new pastor and you can likes and all those kinds of things. But I'm telling you, the best thing that you can do is trust God and pray together. That's how you're going to get the man of God in here that's going to be able to take this and the foundation and not try to break it or change it overnight. Amen? You're going to get the right thing. So we need a renewed prayer life, not a constant search bar. And then last thing, we need scriptural reliance. Right? The Word of God's inspired. Paul tells Timothy, it's profitable! It's profitable! The Word of God is profitable! It's profitable. If you're going to do a search query, go to a Bible thing that has a King James in it, and then ask your question there. Search for the word there. Search for the issue there. Because it is profitable to you. And all God's people said. So it's there for us. We're not going to fear it, but we're going to have healthy skepticism. We're going to see it for what it is. This gentleman by the name of Noah Harari from Israel is the chief proponent of a godless AI that will lead us into the new world. He's an atheistic, secular. He's a Jew, but he's really a non-Jew. He's a scientist or pseudoscientist, and he is an escapist. And Harari, H-A-R-I-R-I, is involved in all the worst European New World Order peoples. He's involved in behind all this. Everyone, when they go to the conferences on this, you'll have Elon Musk and you'll have this and this, and you'll have Mr. Harari there. He is in Netanyahu's ear. Oh, Lord, help Mr. Netanyahu. Take his heart, turn it whithersoever it will. Don't you know right now that Israel is putting in the numbers and they're seeing what the numbers are and they're having the AI make the decisions for them? Rather than trust the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, I'll tell you what, I see the soldiers. Those soldiers are out there and they're kind of on guard and they're standing there together, but they're singing and they're praying. They know what is about to happen and they're singing and they're praying. And so, man, if their leaders are trusting something devilish, they're still asking God for help. And so God help them in that. So we don't fear this thing. It's not even that we don't utilize some sort of search query for help on something. But we can't be guilty of not putting God first. Search ye, you know, right? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Heavenly Father, we do love you and praise you.